This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New 25% steel and aluminum tariffs go into effect overnight, sending shockwaves around the globe and putting pressure on other countries to come to the negotiating table.
It's official. The tariffs on all steel and aluminum products go into effect today. It's a 25% tariff or tax, the Trump administration says, will create more jobs at home. The European Union has announced retaliatory measures. President Trump says these tariffs are just the beginning and could increase.
They don't want to pay 25% or whatever it may be. It may go up higher, maybe go up higher. Look, the higher it goes, the more likely it is they're going to build. And ultimately, the biggest win is not the tariff. That's a big win. That's a lot of money. But the biggest win is if they move into our country and produce jobs. That's a bigger win than the tariffs themselves.
Trump's Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick will meet with Ontario Premier Doug Ford tomorrow to discuss a new trade agreement. The meeting comes after Ford apologized to the American people after suspending a 25% tax on electricity exports to the U.S. after Trump threatened additional tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel. Here's Ford and Lutnick ahead of their meeting.
I thought this was the right decision. They understand how serious we are. We have both agreed, let cooler heads prevail. We need to sit down and move this forward.
When you're negotiating with someone and they're not paying attention and they're disagreeing, the president, who's the best deal maker ever to sit in that chair, is going to say, here's my response. And then all of a sudden, shockingly, they respond.
So Canada folded like a cheap lawn chair. Well, those $10 ones you get at Walmart, you know what I mean? Yeah. Doesn't last long, but, you know.
Second time you open it up on the beach, it's gone. So
yeah. Didn't even last 24 hours. We'll hit your electricity. Oh, wait, sorry. Apologizes. Ontario did. Ford. Apologizes to Trump and then backs down. Because Trump said, okay, well, you know what? You want to go full clip here? Well, we'll do that. And here's the bottom line here in all of this. I think, and Lee, I'm kind of struggling with how to cover this because honestly, day to day, it's up, it's down. It looks like, yeah. Oh no, it's a disaster. No, wait, there's a win. No, wait, a loss. No, a win, a loss, a win, a loss. No, I gotta give up. So you kind of got to step back from the headlines every day. I'm starting to learn here because you'll just get it wrong. Things change so fast. This is a negotiation that's being done on the world stage. We've never seen anything like it. We have never seen tariffs used this way in our lifetimes. I mean, not even in the last century. And you got to go back to the century before that and try to figure out how this works. So, and they didn't have the internet back then. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works. One thing to keep in mind here, when the media doesn't give you this perspective when they're covering it, especially not the financial media, which is fundamentally dishonest. You're just as bad, if not worse, as the rest of the mainstream media. Sometimes Fox Business is too. They can get pretty hysterical. But here's the thing. When you look at Canadian exports, okay, The U.S. represented 76% of Canadian exports, okay? We have all of the power. Now, us, it's depending on what year you want to look at, 12 to 17, okay? So they could do some damage to us. They could. I'm not going to lie about that. But we have all the, but we have like veto power over their economy. And a lot of what Canada does is they're not meeting legitimate demands that we actually have. They're meeting fake government created demands. A really good example of this is lumber, with the left saying, well, we're going to put it off limits. You can't, you know, log here and you can't log there and you can't log here and you can't log there. Because we don't want to cut down our forests and we're going to say we're going to be green. So we'll just have Canada cut theirs down and ship it down to us at an increased cost. But we can say we're green. We're saving the forest, but we need wood. Okay, we'll buy it from Canada. I mean, it's stupid stuff like that that we do. I mean, honestly, should Canada be assembling a lot of our autos? No, they shouldn't. It doesn't even make any sense. And then they slap tariffs on us on top of it. So Ford, you really saw the fear yesterday, and I was waiting for the fear. I'm like, y'all don't have a lot of chips to play with. You really don't. If I were Canada, what I'd be doing is saying, hey, let us keep our fake industries that were largely created by Washington's really bad trade deals. And you know what? We're going to give you exclusive rights to our minerals. We're going to lock, China out for a century. You get veto power. You get first bid, you know, in terms of being able to come in and mine our rare earth minerals. I'd give Trump that to make him go away. He might. That's the only play I can see they have.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So what do you think, Lee?
You're right about that. I mean, Canada should be doing something where they're trying to play nice here. I mean, listen, Trump's being very aggressive in his criticism. I get all that. And you know, the Canadians are getting their, knickers in a twist about stuff like that. And that I understand because, you know, Trump ruffles feathers. He says things in a brusque way many times. But the fact is that you have got, as Caroline Levitt pointed out, you've got nations all over the world which are tariffing our imports into their countries at hundreds of percent tariffs.
Yes.
And you know, we sit here and the media, the financial media particularly, will talk about, oh, a 25% tariff, this is going to increase costs, this is going to do that. Well, look at what these nations are doing to us now. Now, granted, we're the largest economy in the world. We're the most successful nation financially in a long, long time. And our products are wanted, but the problem is we don't build too many of them anymore here. And this is trying to get things to, as Trump says, to onshore these back to this country where we've got more control over things. So, I think we all knew that Canada would come to some agreement because, honestly, folks in our neck of the woods, in our neighborhood, in our hemisphere, we need to play together, okay? And, to some degree, we do need Canada, but they need us a whole lot worse.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely need us a whole lot worse. And look, like I said, if I were them, the only play, and here, this, I half suspect this is where Trump's going with Canada. Because if you look at what he's doing, okay, he first said fentanyl. Yeah. And terrorists, stop exporting those here. That was an actual real problem, okay? This is driving me crazy. Wall Street pretending, we don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. We think of you. Why is he saying fentanyl? Why is he saying terrorists? Why is he saying border enforcement? Because they were literally handing visas to terrorists on international want lists with no background check. Cartel leaders, we just caught one, I think, two weeks ago. He was the hitman of hitmen. Was coming over the Canadian border, not to Mexican border. And he was from Mexico. I mean, that's how stupid this is. And Canada, I am telling you, the FBI should investigate this. Something happened with, or the CIA, or a combo with Canada, with the loosening of the visa rules. Nobody will tell Americans this. So when we had over 80% of the terrorists walking around this country coming over the Canadian border, not the Mexican border, because of those visa policies, yes, Trump had a beef with Canada that was legitimate. And of course, those people moving fentanyl through Canada. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. Same with Mexico. So that was going on. But I ultimately think when you look at this, people are saying that nobody could tell what Trump wants. No one could tell what Trump wants. Okay, I agree with that. We don't need a tariff, say, on wood. Let's just use that as an example. Trump just issued an executive order saying, no, we're going to remove all of these regulations that are in the way of logging. We're going to do it here. We don't need it. Thanks. You don't need a tariff to deal with that. You don't. Just make it cheaper to get the wood here. What is he doing? I think he wants the rare earth minerals. That's what I think he wants. And I think if they give him an exclusive right, he will back down and let them have some of the auto industry. He'll back down and let them have some of the logging industry. He's gonna make it so their economy doesn't bottom out.
Now, well, everything is a negotiation with Trump. And, you know, the question is, what is the long-term goal? Because I think that's what he's trying to do is look long-term, past the next election, past his presidency. He's trying to look at what he can do to make America great again, to increase business, to expand opportunities, expand jobs. Yes, expand the value of corporations in this country, because that benefits everyone. It benefits the workers. It benefits the stockholders. It benefits the nation as a whole. It benefits the government because of increased taxation or increased tax revenue, rather. So I'm hoping that he's looking long term, both from a financial standpoint and also a diplomatic and military standpoint as well.
Texter writes, Tara, when people lose their emotional control, you make rash and bad decisions. Trump makes others do that. It's brilliant. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 800-905-0989. A texter on Charlie's show pointed out Canada imports 80% of their toilet paper from the U.S. We can beat them by withholding shipments of TP. Yes. Yeah, that'll get their attention, right?
Exactly.
Creating a crappy situation.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad.
That's nice.
Yes. And Tara, Canada will find out real quick how bad it will be to make trade enemies with the U.S. Yes. And Trump needed to do this with somebody, because the Euroweenies in particular are used to Washington just giving them whatever they want, right, no matter how bad it hurts our industry. And and honestly, that goes back to the mentality of the Bush years.
Well, that too, yeah.
Which was, if we can export our manufacturing to Canada and Mexico, and we it will hurt us, but the goal was to create a European-style union trade bloc with no borders. And the best way to get there was to gut American manufacturing, send it over the border. So not send it foreign, but send it over the borders. That was a goal of the Bush years. It was incredibly, incredibly destructive. And we're still reaping the whirlwind of that, unfortunately. Trump's going to have to pull it back. No, we're going to have borders. So many of these Congress members were recruited during the Bush years. Still, they're stuck. That's the mentality. Erase the borders. We're going to look at Mexico and Canada as extensions of the U.S. It's not a loss if our manufacturing moves there. And so they've gotten fat off of this mentality, and it's going to have to change. And they got to be made to understand that it's changing. That's the first step. And then they're going to have to look at what can they do for us.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.